I want you to turn tonight to the book of Joshua, chapter number 6. And I'll be honest with you, one reason why I'm so apprehensive right now is because, well, just because. Hallelujah. And so if I could preach something else, I would. But I can't. I've even got an illustration for something else out in the truck, but I just couldn't get. I thought I would, but now I'm not. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to do it the way I feel the Lord impressing on me right here. Hallelujah. Joshua, chapter number 6, and verse number 20. You believe in being doers of the word? Amen. So the people shouted. Hey, you was listening. Praise God. I don't know if I'd get a response there. Well, that's not what I'm going to preach, but boy, I saw that, man. It looked mighty good to me. Praise God. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both men and women, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. Verse 26. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Sounds mighty good up to that point, doesn't it? But verse 1 of chapter 7 says, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but a few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men. And they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. For they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shabarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. You can be seated tonight. Boy, there's quite a transition that occurs through the course of that reading, isn't there? Yes, sir. Yes. And I came tonight with a little question on my mind, and this is why I'm so apprehensive, because I feel victory in the house. Amen. But I came to ask somebody the question tonight. I don't know who you are. I don't know what pew you're sitting on. Maybe the Lord has showed me before this is over. But I came to ask somebody the question, what happened to victory? What happened to victory? Now, if you notice my text tonight, chapter number 6, it's the battle of Jericho there. You know, you've been to Sunday school enough to know where exactly we're at in the Bible. And really, the book of Joshua is a very interesting book. I love the study of the book of Joshua, because in it we really see it where God intends for us to live. Hallelujah. This right here, the battle of Jericho, is the beginning of the conquest of Canaan. And they are setting out to conquer the land of Canaan. It's the land of promise. It's that land of milk and honey that God had promised them a long time ago. Hallelujah. And they're entered in now, and they're about to conquer or set out on their conquest through the land of Canaan. And I know that people write songs about Canaan and they make reference to it in the light of heaven. But really, Canaan is not heaven. Hallelujah. Because when I read about heaven, I don't read about any battles. Oh, hallelujah. I don't read about any enemy, amen, in heaven. So it's really not. But it is a place of victory that God intends for us to live in. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to be living in Canaan right now. Now, is there a devil to fight? Yes. Is there battles to fight? Yes. Is there victories to be won? Yes. But oh, I'm telling you, when you're living in the land of Canaan, in the land where God wants you at, amen, He'll provide for you. Hallelujah. Won't He do it? Amen. Now notice this, the very first battle, it's interesting to me where God brings them in at. He brings them right in at Jericho. Now of all the cities in Canaan to conquer, amen, Jericho was the absolute hardest one. Amen. It was the most well-defensed city at that time. And so, you know, if you was a military strategist, amen, maybe you would say, leave it for the last. Conquer the rest of the land and then take Jericho. God brought them right in at the hardest place. Hallelujah. Brought them right up to the hardest battle. Amen. If they conquered Jericho, amen, then the rest of the land is going to fear because of this great victory. But notice as we're looking at this, amen, can you imagine the thoughts of Joshua and the people, amen, knowing that Jericho was such a well-defensed city? How in the world are they ever going to get up into that city to conquer it? Amen. Oh, listen now. Joshua had already sent out his spies, amen, trying to figure out a plan. But oh, I love it whenever he's there early in the morning, amen, and he encounters that man, amen, who identifies himself as the captain of the Lord's host. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now you can take it for what it's worth. Amen. I really feel like that was Jesus there. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus and Joshua, amen, come together. Amen. And Jesus, amen, the captain of the Lord's host, amen, lays out a plan of attack. Hallelujah. Now notice this. He's about to tell him how they're going to experience a glorious deliverance. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. How are they going to do it? Are they going to send up their great army? Amen. And try to get to the gates? No. Amen. The first command is, amen, take the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Take the priest with it. Amen. Set them out. Amen. And then take the armies out. And you're going to march around the city. Amen. One time every day for 6 days. That doesn't seem like much of a military strategy to me. Amen. But notice what Joshua does. He does it exactly like God tells him to do it. Hallelujah. And then he tells him on the seventh day, amen, march around 7 times. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it doesn't seem like, amen, really a very aggressive attack, a strategy of attack. Amen. But God, amen, knows how to give his people victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that's right. Amen. I know you know the story, amen, about this glorious deliverance. On that seventh time, the Bible says, amen, they shouted with a great shout, and the walls of the city, hallelujah, I said the walls of the city fell down flat. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, my friend, God knows how to give his people victory. I said God knows how to give young people the victory. Hallelujah. How many's experienced it in your life? I said, how many knows that God can give you victory? Hallelujah. Amen. There may be somebody here in this service. Amen. You're looking at a situation that looks like Jericho. It doesn't look like there's any way that you're going to be able to get the victory over what you've encountered in your life. But I got news for you, my friend. Amen. God knows how to bring the walls down. Hallelujah. I said, God knows how, amen, to give you the victory over what seems impossible. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like somebody ought to grab a hold of victory tonight in this service. I said, somebody needs to grab a hold of victory in this house tonight. Oh, hallelujah. What a glorious deliverance. My, what a glorious deliverance. Oh, hallelujah. Impossible? Not with God.
Oh, hallelujah. I don't know, I just felt like somebody there needs to grab a hold of that. Amen. It may seem impossible right now. I said it may seem impossible right now, but how many knows God specializes in the impossible? Hallelujah. I said God specializes in the impossible. Praise God. Whew, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me a little monitor, brother, if you don't mind. Hey, these are young folks, they can take it. Hallelujah. Praise God. My ears ain't wiggling yet, brother. Hallelujah. They're almost got it right when my ears start moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But notice this. A glorious deliverance. My. Amen. I said, what a wonderful deliverance. Some of you here, praise God, sounding better. Hallelujah. Maybe not quite that much. Not because I can't take it, but I'm afraid there's a few here that can't take it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now think about this. Anybody here, amen, won any great victories lately? I tell you what got me on there. I got looking at the calendar. Do you know it's only been five? Now, I wasn't there, but it's only been 5 weeks to the day since you left youth camp. I said, only 5 weeks since you closed out youth camp. I heard about those deliverances. I heard about that victory. Come on now. Amen. I happened to be close by. Amen. Right after youth camp was over and heard the testimonies from victory. Amen. About victory. Hallelujah. Amen. About how God had given you victory. And I even heard what the preacher preached on the last night. Amen. It's time for war. Hallelujah. I heard about your young folks come back from youth camp and say, I'm going to fight this battle. Hallelujah. I'm going to be a good soldier. I'm going to be victorious. Oh, hallelujah. It sounded like to me they just saw the walls come down. I said, it looks like to me they just saw, amen, all the walls in front of them come down. Amen, man, victory, victory, victory. Hallelujah. Oh, some of you right now, amen, wanting to shout, just thinking about, amen, the last time you were at youth camp. Hallelujah. Thank God for victory. I said, thank God for victory. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to be a soldier. I want to fight a good fight of faith. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be faithful. I want to be a victorious soldier for Jesus Christ. I want to experience victory. Woo! Ah, hallelujah. But I've got a question for you. What happened to victory? What happened to it? Ah, he's in. I know the Lord's in the house. It feels mighty good in here. Hey, man, but I got a sneaky suspicion. There's somebody that came to church tonight, and the fact of the matter is, the victory you remember from youth camp, or Jericho, let me say it that way since that's where my text is at, the victory you remember there almost seems like a distant memory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Notice my text, Jericho, impossibility, God gives them victory. But then they got another battle to fight. Amen. Soon after Jericho, not many days hence. Amen. They're right up against this little town called Ai. Ooh, now notice, I see here, and I know we're going to get to something right here. I see their first mistake, the people's first mistake, in the fact they look at the circumstances and they don't even inquire of God. Ah, I can handle this one. This is just a little battle right here. No need to worry about this one. We've got this one made in the shade. Amen. You see that arrogance? See the pride in them? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Many times, young folks, we experience defeat in our lives simply because, amen, we feel like we're big enough to handle it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Just get walking through life and don't even realize, don't even worry what God says. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you, my friend, every battle you fight, you need God's help. You cannot do it by yourself. I don't care how big it seems, and I don't care how insignificant it may seem. You need God's help. I read about David. Amen. David went out to battle. Amen. And God said, get after him. Hallelujah. Amen. Went after him, and they won the victory. But in that same valley, amen, the Philistines come back. This time, what did David do? He did it the the same way as he did last time. Amen. He said, God, amen, shall I pursue? Shall I attack them? Amen. What did God say? It was different this time from God, wasn't it? He said, don't do anything until you hear the sound of the going in the mulberry bushes. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I know we got the victory this way last time, but can I tell you, God may have a different plan now. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, now that's not my message. I just threw all that in right there for a second, all right? Amen. But here, what was it? Amen. They go up to Ai, 3,000 men. Amen. No, this ain't going to take long. No big deal. We'll get the victory. What happened? Amen. They were routed. Amen. They fled before the enemy. 36 men die. Oh, hallelujah. And what just a few days ago was shouting victory, now it's utter defeat. Oh, hallelujah. How did this come about? How quickly? What brought about the quick defeat in their life? I've seen it. I've been a young person. Not that many years ago. It's every day it's getting further and further away. Amen. But I'm only 30 years old. Oh, I finally hit the big 3-0. Hallelujah. Amen. I know I look like I'm 40, but I'm really only 30. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, how I've seen it so many times in young people's lives. Amen. Man, go to youth camp, have a shouting big time. Really, and I'm not criticizing. It's legitimate experiences with God. Times of life-altering experiences. I know that. But then why so quickly does it seem like we fall victim to the same enemy just a few days later? Now listen, I'm going to ask you to respond to this. How many knows that it happens? How many knows that it's happened to you before? I mean, with the victory we experienced at Jericho, it doesn't look like there's anything that can stand in our way now. Doesn't look like there's any way, amen, we'll ever fall prey to the enemy now. Hallelujah. Amen. But here Israel is, amen, fresh off Jericho's victory, and they find themselves in defeat. Amen. They went from a glorious deliverance to a grueling defeat. But what was it that brought this grueling defeat in their life? I'll tell you what it was. Amen. It was a grievous disobedience. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Here's where I want to preach to us tonight, if the Lord will help me for just a little bit. Amen. Hold this disobedience from Achan. Amen. Notice how verse 1 starts in chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan took of the accursed thing. Now, remember from chapter 6, amen, verse 17. Amen. God told them the whole city is accursed. Amen. Not to take any of it. Hallelujah. If you in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves a curse and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble in. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So they set out, and God brings the walls down, and right in the middle of all of this victory, somebody disobeys. And notice the disobedience here. It wasn't that he took it, necessarily. I know they weren't supposed to take it. It'd have been one thing if he'd have took something from the city of Jericho. But really, he didn't just steal from Jericho. His disobedience was in an area of consecration. He took something that had been consecrated to God. Oh, hallelujah. Whew. I know what happened. I know while you was at youth camp and you was in that glorious atmosphere shouting the victory. Amen. God put his finger on your heart and on your life. Amen. And said, this has been consecrated unto me. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But oh, why are you there now in defeat? Why have you lost that victory that you once had? I'll tell you why. Amen. You picked up again. Amen. What God said you was not supposed to take. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know what it was. I don't know what issue it was. But I'm telling you, my friend, the Holy Ghost, when He comes down in our life, amen, He does not come in just to shout us and dance us, amen, and run us. But He comes, amen, to sanctify us as well. Hallelujah. He comes. He is the Spirit of truth. I mentioned this the other night. And the Spirit of holiness. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, amen, He's going to tell you exactly what needs to go. Hallelujah. And some of you around an altar of victory, amen, felt God lay His finger on your heart and say, when you get home, amen, don't touch this, don't do this, don't listen to that, don't watch that no more, don't wear this again. Oh, hallelujah. He touched some area of your life, and why, for a while it was all right. Amen. You still, amen, felt that victory. But now over the course of 5 weeks, amen. Oh, come on now. I said over the course of 5 weeks, there may be something in your life that God said don't touch, and now you're handling it. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, right there. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, there is nothing that will bring about defeat any quicker in the child of God's life than disobedience. Oh, hallelujah. You want to quench victory in your life? Amen. Just disobey God. Hallelujah. Amen. Fail in your obedience to Him, and you'll lose the victory quicker than you can ever imagine. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I read about Saul. Amen. You know him, don't you? Amen. Saul, this great king of the Old Testament, got lifted up in himself. And God came to him one day by Samuel. And Samuel told him, he said, go and utterly destroy the Amalekites. Spare nothing. Amen. Kill everything. Amen. Do not take anything for yourself. Amen. What did Saul do? He got down there, amen, with the people, and they destroyed the Amalekites. Yes, but they saved the best of the sheep and the best of the oxen, and they saved King Agag alive, and they brought it back. Whenever they got back, amen, Samuel came to the king. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, for a little while. Amen. Samuel came to the king. Amen. And when he got there, amen, he says, what is the lowing of the oxen? Amen. Amen. That I hear in my ear. Amen. He says, I've saved the best for the Lord. Hallelujah. I've saved this for a sacrifice to God. Hallelujah. Sounds mighty spiritual, doesn't it? I said, it sounds mighty spiritual, doesn't it? Amen. I'm going to offer this as a sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But what did God say about it? Amen. Oh, yes. Help me, Holy Ghost, here tonight. What did God say about it? He said, to obey is better than to sacrifice. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, to obey is better than to sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I need to preach to you, the Lord will help me. Hallelujah. I said to obey is better than sacrifice. To hearken, amen, than the fat of rams. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, listen now. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Can I preach to you for just a minute? Amen. It really doesn't matter how much you shout and how much you dance and how much you act spiritual in church. If you're not obeying what God has said to do, amen, you're not in victory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Saul could have had the victory. He could have had God's blessing. He could have had God's power, but he failed in his obedience. And because of his obedience, God took from him the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Amen. Oh, listen to me. You may not like to preach in the night. Amen. When I tell you, amen, if you fail in your disobedience, you're not going any further with God until you get that taken care of. I said, you're not going to go any further in your experience with God until you learn how to obey. If there's something God told you you can't, you don't need to be doing anymore, and you're still doing it, you're not going any further. Hallelujah. I said, you're not going any further than what you are right now. Amen. You're going to experience defeat after defeat after defeat. What's going to bring victory? I'll tell you what will bring victory. The same thing that brought victory at youth camp. It'll be when you obey. Hallelujah. I said, when you obey, amen, that's when you'll experience victory. Amen. What's going to bring victory right here in this this altar. It's when somebody, I said, it's when somebody will obey God in this house. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, listen now. Amen. If you're going to get the victory, you're going to have to obey. Folks, learn how to have church. Well, that's right. I said, folks, learn how to have church. But I want to tell you something. Well, I felt something move on me right there. And I'm trying to decide if you got enough. Well, I'm just trying to figure out how to say it sweetly. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, really, I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate anybody that's interested in doing anything for God. Amen. But I want to tell you something. When it comes right down to it, you ain't fooling nobody. I said, you ain't fooling nobody. And really, the audacity to walk into a wholeness church, knowing what the wholeness people stand for, knowing what the pastor preaches, knowing how he is preaching it, and then for you to masquerade and hide, amen, all of that evil in your life, all of that disobedience. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. Ah, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You better be careful. When you know what the preacher's preached, when you know what this book says, whew, hallelujah. I feel a real temptation there just to go ahead and let you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I think you really know, hallelujah, amen, what this wholeness standard is. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, oh, hallelujah. Amen. But then for you to go around and still do it, and then get up and act so spiritual. And even, you know, fake the Holy Ghost speaking through you. Now you hear me. Oh, you hear me. Come up close to me right here. Hey, man, you are so close to blasphemy, you don't even realize it. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know. I wouldn't plan on getting on this, Brother Stout. Lord, help me, Jesus. I really intended to be as sweet as I could tonight. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to get on out of here. Amen. And take care of this and get on back to victory. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right here, right now. Amen. Oh, you're not fooling me. I said, you're not fooling me. You're not fooling God. You're not fooling the Holy Ghost. I said, you're not fooling the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost. Hey, I said, don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost. Then go home from this service, sit down in the front of a television and listen to them cuss and murder and commit adultery. Ah, I felt the Holy Ghost right there. Hey, amen. Don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost. Because I'm going to tell you something. His first name is holy. I said, his first name is holy. And when you're full of him, I said, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, he'll point you away from that which is defiled. And he'll point you to that which is pure. And that is holy. A holiness individual ain't comfortable around sin. I said, a Holy Ghost filled individual is not comfortable around sin. And I come to tell you tonight, we wonder why folks are getting saved. We wonder why we can't experience any more victory than we do sometimes. I'll tell you why. I said, I'll tell you exactly why. Amen. There's too much sin in the camp. I said, there's too much sin in the camp. Oh, hallelujah. Ah! I said, hallelujah. We've got too much rebellion in the pews. Oh, I said, we've got too much rebellion sitting in the pews. Where'd this come from? Thank you, whoever sent it. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you tonight, Amen. We wanted to wear a victory win. What happened to victory? I feel so dangerous right now, if you only knew. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. And I'm just gonna get on my little hobby horse right here, if you're ready. I'll just tell you, this is one of my hobby horses. Amen. We sit around in our churches and we say, well, we sure ain't having church like we used to. Amen. I tell you, back in the good old days. Amen. Boy, I tell you, we really had church. I can remember when I was a young person. I remember the youth camps we had, the revivals we had, youth rallies we had. Oh, hallelujah. I'll just tell you, this young generation, they ain't got it like we had it. My question is, who lost it? What happened to it? Where'd it go? Who opened the door and let the devil in? Ah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, last year I preached 7 youth camps. Amen. Had to cancel a couple this year because of sickness and different things. Amen. But last year out of 7 youth camps, I saw over 120, close to 130 teenagers pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Ah, come on now. I saw one day service. I said a day service that started at 8:45 in the morning. Whew, that's awful early to go to the youth camp. Hallelujah. Amen. 8:45 in the morning on the very first song, the power of God fell. Hallelujah. Hey, I said the Holy Ghost fell. Amen. 5.5 hours later, 2:30 in the afternoon, they dismissed that morning service. That night in the night service, they said, everybody that got the Holy Ghost today for the first time, I want you to stand to your feet. 30 teenagers. I said 30 teenagers stood up and said, I got the Holy Ghost this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I said, hallelujah. Amen. I look over these young people. Amen. They are wonderful young people. I said, they are wonderful young people. Amen. And they're having youth camp and a move of God. Amen. It's glorious and wonderful and the best they know. Right. Oh, hallelujah. Where's the problem at? I told you, I'm feeling mighty dangerous right now. I'll tell you where the problem's at. How many times it's not with the teenagers, it's with mom and dad. Oh, hallelujah. I've never had a problem preaching holiness to young people and having a move of the Holy Ghost. I preach this so tight to young people. Amen. And it almost scares me sometimes. Amen. I said it almost scares me sometimes when the Holy Ghost gets on you and you begin to preach holiness to this generation. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. It's always been accompanied with a move of the Holy Ghost. You know who gets mad? I said, you want to know who gets mad? It's mom and dad. Hallelujah. I said, I have more problems with the mamas and the daddies and some of their preachers than I do. Amen. The young people. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, my friend. Amen. What needs to happen? I said, I'll tell you what exactly needs to happen. Amen. If I tell these young people to get the TV out, amen, they'll get them out. Hallelujah. I said, they'll get them out. But what about you, Daddy? What about you, Mama? I really wasn't going to say this. In fact, I steered from it. But here I go. It is true. From this book, that the older women are to instruct the younger women. And you don't like it, sis, when the preacher gets up and starts preaching on how your young ladies are supposed to dress. Well, can I give you a little advice? If you do your job, it'd make the preacher's job a lot easier. But I'm just going to tell you. Hey, man, it's obvious from the looks of some young ladies that come to the meetings I preach. Their mamas are more interested in them being harlots than they are holiness. Oh, come on now. Well, you might as well say, man. Amen. What happened to victory? I'll tell you what happened to victory. Amen. Look there in the New Testament, our Old Testament, when they rebuilt the temple. Amen. There was a mixed response in the crowd. Amen. There was a younger crowd. They didn't know what Solomon's temple looked like. They had no idea of the glory of Solomon's temple. Amen. But they did have a temple God gave them in their generation. Oh, that was glorious. Come on now. Amen. They rejoiced. The Bible said they shouted. Amen. They rejoiced because what God was doing one in their generation. But there was a group of old codgers standing around. Amen. They were crying and they were weeping. And I understand to a certain extent they remembered Solomon's temple. Amen. It was not to be compared with this temple. You understand me? Amen. But I've got news for you. Amen. How discouraging it is to this generation when an older generation sits around and says, yeah, this is pretty good. But let me tell you what it used to be like. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. I thank God for the victory we're experiencing. I said, I thank God for the revival. Amen. This generation is having. Oh, hallelujah. I said, I thank God for it. Amen. What happened to your victory? I said, what happened to your victory? Go back to where you disobeyed at. Go back to where you disobeyed at. Go back to that place of disobedience. Brother Shoecraft, I've mentioned at different places I've been. Last year I heard Brother Shoecraft make a statement. Oh, I'll never forget it. He said the first step to backsliding is the first time God asks you to do something and your answer is no. I wonder how much victory we'd already be experiencing in this house tonight if everybody would have obeyed the Lord. What happened to victory? Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you where you can find it at. Just go back to obedience. Whew, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, it grieved Joshua. I said it grieved him. He knew where they should have been at. He knew the victory they should have experienced. And yet he's grieved because of the defeat they suffer. You know why sometimes a preacher gets beside himself like he does? Because he knows where we could be at. I said he knows where we could be at. But because of the disobedience many times from individuals, do you realize that Achan's sin was not to himself? It affected everybody around him. Oh, hallelujah. And you may sit there on that pew when the Holy Ghost is moving, and you may say, I'm not going to get in tonight. I'll let everybody else get in. But do you know that attitude right there? Hey, man, not only affects you, but it affects everybody around you. Oh, hallelujah. Just let me give you one illustration. Hey, man, we don't read of any account in the book of Acts in chapter 2 where there was one person just sitting there saying, I don't really think I'll get in today. The Bible said they were all in one place and in one accord. Ooh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. In fact, it don't have to be 120. Amen. To do that, the Bible says, amen, where two or three are gathered together in His name. Amen. Oh, they're all there for the same reason. Already got the same agenda on their mind. All in accord together. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll be right there in the middle of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, but hear me tonight, my friend. Amen. The fact of the matter is, we need to obey God. Oh, hallelujah. So what's going to get us to victory? What's going to put us over the top? What's going to put us right on the right path back to victory? Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Amen. What did God instruct Joshua to do with Achan? He said, take him out and stone him. Amen. Destroy him. Hallelujah. Amen. Destroy his whole family. Whew, that seems pretty hard. I ain't got time to preach all that right now. Amen. But I'll tell you what somebody needs to do in this house tonight. You need to kill Achan. I said, you need to kill Achan tonight. Amen. I said, you need to get that issue. Amen. Where you lost it at. That place where you lost it at. That issue where you disobeyed at. That thing that you're doing that you know God said not to do. Amen. Or that thing you're supposed to be doing and you're not doing. Amen. Kill that. Get it out of the way. And I'll tell you what God will do. He'll turn your place of defeat into a place of victory again. Oh, hallelujah. I said, God will turn your place of defeat into a place of victory again. Anybody believe we can get to victory tonight? Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. I said, is there anybody in this house that believes we can get to victory? I tell you, I know we can. I said, I know we can, because we've already been there. I said, we've already been there. We know what it takes to get there. We've got to obey God. We got to let the Holy Ghost have His way. Oh, hallelujah. We got to allow Him to do what He wants to do in the middle of our life. Just a simple obedience. Let me tell you how simple it is. It happened right here in this revival. On Monday night, amen, a young lady, Sister Samantha, walked up behind a microphone right over here and said, I feel like singing tonight. And she just obeyed the Lord. Whew, hallelujah. Sung that little song, when nothing but a miracle will do. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, just from that one simple little song, that little obedience, the Holy Ghost fell, didn't he, Brother Stout? Whew, hallelujah. Amen. Moved on the drummer. Hallelujah. Amen. Broke him down till he was weeping. Amen. Then it went from him to everybody else in the house. Until it was over, they was running the aisles. Amen. Run the backs of the pews. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You hear what I'm telling you? Amen. From one little obedience. Yeah, hallelujah. I believe I told this at Victory one time. Amen. But I was in revival with Brother Anthony Lester. Anybody know him? Amen. Down in Jersey, Georgia, back in April. Was there almost 3 weeks. I had a wonderful revival. Amen. But while I was there, amen, a young man and a young boy in his church, amen, Brother Justin. Amen. Brother Justin's a great young man. I've known him from his family's out of Brother Aaron Brock's church back in Oklahoma. He's a great boy. Amen. But when old Justin, he got to seeking the Holy Ghost, he got serious about it. I said, he got serious about it. So serious about it till one day he came to his dad and said, Dad, he said, I've been praying, seeking God for the Holy Ghost, can't get it. And he said, I don't know, this may be crazy. He said, but I sure felt like the Holy Ghost laid it on my heart and told me I didn't need to play that Xbox anymore. He said, could you help me get it out of my room? Hey, man, I'm going to throw it away. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you can take it for what it's worth. I'm just telling you what he did, all right? Hey, my son, just tell you what he did. Hey, amen. He got rid of that. Hey, amen. He cleaned out all kinds of other stuff. Oh, hallelujah. And got sick in the Holy Ghost on Saturday night. Oh, hallelujah. Of the second week of that revival. On Saturday night, Justin, the Holy Ghost fell on him. Hey, amen. I really thought he had it. Hey, amen. It looked like to me he was speaking in tongues. Hey, amen. For a while. But when he got up, he said, pray for me. I wanted to slap him. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. I saw, son. Hey, amen. It ain't going to get any better than what you was in right tonight. Hey, amen. But boy, did I mess up. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. The very next night. I said the very next night. Hey, amen. We got to having a move of the Holy Ghost on Sunday night around Jersey. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, Justin, the best way I can describe Justin, he's about a Whitaker size right there. Maybe just a tad bit skinnier than him. All right. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. He's just a little scrawny fella, if you know what I mean. Kind of reminds me of myself sometimes. Anyway, hey, amen, old Justin, he was seeking the Lord. I mean, he was getting after it. Hey, amen, there's an elder gentleman, not an old guy, hey, amen, in his 50s. So he wasn't old, was he?
No.
I didn't think so. Hey, amen, really wasn't that old. Hey, amen, and this gentleman, hey, amen, he's about Brother Donald's size, only a little skinny. He was. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Justin seeking the Holy Ghost, and this brother's worked a lot this week. He ain't hardly been there. And just to be honest with you, he hadn't been real involved in the revival. In fact, he was one of those spectators, for all I knew, that came to that church all the time. Every crowd's got him. Hallelujah. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. I done feeling dangerous again. Praise God. Amen. Well, amen, Justin seeking the Lord. We're having a wonderful altar service. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, amen, that brother runs over to that brother. Amen. And that brother, amen, grabs this brother, swings him up on his shoulder. like an old sack of potatoes. I'll give it to Justin. It must have been the Holy Ghost because he never opened his eyes. He never quit worshiping the Lord. Amen. But what happened next blew my mind. Amen. That brother, with that brother on his shoulder, went to jumping. Hallelujah. Amen. Old Justin hanging over. Amen. Just going to bounce like this. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I said, I don't know. And old brother Anthony, he said, my God, he said, it's about to explode in here when folks get to doing stuff like that. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't wrong. I said he wasn't wrong. But I'll tell you what I saw next. About the time Justin's feet hit the floor. Amen. He was speaking in a heavenly language. Whew, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. I said the Holy Ghost come in on somebody's simple obedience. I wonder what happened right now. I said, I wonder what happened right now. If somebody just obeyed God and let the Holy Ghost move you and shake you and have his way in you. We don't need a psalm. We don't need a sermon. We don't need anything else other than simple obedience to God. Letting the Holy Ghost have his way. I wish you'd obey him right now. I said, I wish you'd obey him right now. Where we're going to get victory at? It's when we obey. Hallelujah. I said, when we obey and let the Holy Ghost have his way. Oh, come on now. Worship God in this house right here. I said, somebody glorify and magnify the name of Jesus right now. Anybody need victory? I said, anybody need victory tonight? Anybody come needing victory right here? Hey, well, why don't you obey God? I said, why don't somebody just obey God? How bad do you want it? I said, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Praise God. You say, preacher, you're getting plumb fanatical. No, I just know God loves it when people obey. I said, I just know God loves it when people obey. Hallelujah. He'll send you the Holy Ghost when you obey. He'll give you victory when you obey. When you let the Holy Ghost do what he wants to do, there's no telling. I said, there's no telling. What God will do right here is getting quiet. You're backing up on me. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Is it always easy? No, there's times when there's a battle and a struggle. You've heard the preacher tonight. I said there's sometimes when it's a battle and a struggle from within. But oh my, what victory you'll receive when the Holy Ghost has a chance to have his way. I said, my, what victory you'll receive when you give the Holy Ghost a chance to do it his way. Oh, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Who'll be next? Hallelujah. I said, who'll be next? Amen. To give victory in this house. I said, who's going to be next?